हरे कृष्णा। सो अर्जुन इज कंटिन्यूइंग टू एक्सप्लेन कृष्णा व्हाई ही शुडंट किल ऑल हिज एल्डर्स लाइक भीष्म द्रोणा एंड अदर्स। सो वी कंटिन्यूइंग वर्स नंबर 6। न चैतद्विद्मः कतरन्नो गरीयो यद्वा जयेमा यदि वा नो जयेयुः यान एव हत्वा न जिजीविषामस् ते वस्तिता प्रमुखे धार्तराष्ट्रा। सो दिस पर्टिकुलर वर्स इज एक्चुअली टेलिंग द फिफ्थ रीजन दैट अर्जुन इज गिविंग फॉर नॉट फाइटिंग। सो इफ यू रिमेंबर द फर्स्ट फोर रीजन्स इन द फर्स्ट चैप्टर, फर्स्ट रीजन ही गेव वॉज हाउ कैन आई किल माई ओन रिलेटिव्स, ही वॉज ओवरवेल्म्ड बाय कंपैशन। सेकेंड रीजन दैट ही गेव वॉज इफ माई रिलेटिव्स आर किल्ड हुम विल आई एंजॉय विथ, loss of enjoyment was the second reason. And then he said, how can we kill our own relatives? Sins will overcome us. That was the third reason. And fourth reason that he gave was, if we kill all the elders in the family, all the fathers, brothers and sons, you know, then you know, it will be destruction of family traditions. It will give rise to unwanted progeny. The forefathers will fall down and so on and so forth. He talked about Varna Shankara. That is the fourth reason that he gave. So, the fifth reason we see here in this particular verse, and after this, Krishna will not allow him to give any reason. Krishna will take over after some time. So, what is this fifth reason? Let's see that. Na chaitad vidmaha. Oh Krishna, we don't know. Kataran no gariyo. What is better? What are the two options that Arjuna is giving? Yadva jayema, to conquer them, or yadiva no jayayuhu, or to be conquered by them. We don't know which is better. Should we conquer them or should we get conquered by them? I really don't know. So here in this particular place, Arjuna is actually giving the fifth reason of being indecisive. Indecision is basically the reason. He's not able to decide anything. He's speaking a lot of things, but he's not able to decide. And then he says, Yan eva hatva. Yan eva hatva. Yan, if we kill all of them, hatva. No, Jiji Vishamas, we shouldn't live. We shouldn't live. Te vastita pramukhe dhartarashtraha. Yet they are standing in front of us, the sons of the Dhritarashtra and other relatives. Again, like we did in the previous verse, let's try to understand the dialogues that is happening in between the lines of this verses. Now, in the previous verse, Arjuna is saying, Shreyo bhoktum baiksham apiha loke. I think it's better to beg and leave, O Krishna. Krishna might say here that, see, for Kshatriyas, begging is not allowed at all. You are a Kshatriya, you should fight. You should fight. And if you don't fight, you are just a Kshatriya in namesake. How can you criticize fighting, O Arjuna? Now Arjuna, then he says, Yadva jayema yadiva na joy. What is that? Yadva jayema yadiva no jayayuhu. So he's confused. He's saying, no. See, Krishna, listen. Actually, the thing is, I don't know what is better. Is it that, I should refrain from fighting and go begging? Or, should I follow my duty of fighting and take up this unnecessary violence? I really don't know, which is better. And moreover, I don't know who will be victorious. Will I be victorious or will they be victorious, once the battle starts? And Krishna might say, hey, what are you talking about? You will be victorious for sure. Because you are on the side of Dharma. And moreover, your prowess is really great. So surely you will win. You will be victorious. Why are you worrying about that? And then Arjuna is putting forward this point. See, even if I win by killing all of them, Yan eva hatva na jiji vishamas, I will not desire to live. I will not desire to live. What to talk about, enjoying the victorious royal happiness. What to talk about that? So in this way, Arjuna is giving different reasons. And in fact, Arjuna is saying that, see, we might be victorious, but let me tell you, O Krishna, if we get into this war, and even if victory comes to us, actually we'll be defeated. Why? Because of the results. And what will be the result? The result will be, I will have no desire to live or enjoy any of the victory. This is what in this particular shloka, Arjuna is trying to explain. And Prabhupada writes a very beautiful point here in the purport. He says that all these considerations by Arjuna definitely proved that not only was he a great devotee of the Lord, so we have discussed this part, that how great Arjuna is when it comes to his devotion to Lord Krishna, but he was also highly enlightened and had complete control over his mind and senses. So how come this line is coming? Complete control over mind and senses. So in Sanskrit, the words for controlling the senses and controlling the mind is Shama and Dama. So how do we understand this? If we remember in the first chapter, verse number 32, Arjuna is saying, Kim no rajyena govinda kim bhogair jivitena va. He's saying that what is the use of all this rajya, kingdom, bhoga, enjoyment, and life as a whole? So you can imagine the control that Arjuna has over his mind and his senses. He's not interested in all these things. In fact, all these things basically mean sense gratification, satisfaction on the mind platform. But no, he's not interested in all this. So here we understand the control of Arjuna over his senses and mind. Next thing that Prabhupada is putting forward here is his desire to live by begging, although he was born royal household, is another sign of detachment. Another sign of detachment. So, is there any other sign of detachment before? If you remember, Arjuna, in verse number 35, he says, Api trailokya rajasya hetaho kim no mahi krite. So, he's saying to Krishna, see, Krishna, even if I get to rule the entire three worlds, I will not fight. Here we understand the detachment aspect. Detachment in Sanskrit it is called as uparati. Oh, he's completely detached. Completely detached. Look at the divine qualities of Arjuna. These divine qualities are needed to understand, you know, this wonderful shastra or wonderful scripture, Bhagavad Gita. And Arjuna has all that. And then here he's talking about in the previous verse, if you remember, you know, he says, Shreyo bhoktum bhaiksham apiha loke. That I'm ready to beg and live. Kshatriya ready to beg and live. Can you imagine? Kshatriya ready to beg and live. How much detachment he has and how much tolerance he has. Titiksha. Titiksha, this is the word for tolerance. He has got this quality of titiksha. And in the next verse, we'll see Shraddha, the faith in the words of Guru. We'll see who is the Guru and what is going to happen in the next verse. So in this way, these are the divine qualities of Arjuna. First is Shama and Dama, that is control over senses and mind. Then second one is the detachment, Uparati. He's not interested to enjoy anything. Third is basically the tolerance level, Titiksha. And the fourth one is the Shraddha, that anyways we'll see in the next verse. So in this way, you know, Arjuna has got these wonderful qualities. And here Prabhupada is actually giving us a very nice learning. So Prabhupada says, unless the senses are controlled, there is no chance of elevation to the platform of knowledge. So when we really want to gain the real knowledge of this world, you know, what is this knowledge? We'll see in the next few verses. So if we really want to get that real knowledge of life, of this world, then important is the senses should be controlled. And without knowledge and devotion, Prabhupada says, there is no chance of liberation. One cannot attain the perfection of human form of life if one does not control the senses. Does not control the senses means no knowledge. No knowledge and devotion means no liberation or no breaking of cycle of birth and death, not attaining perfection of human form. So it's a very, very important point. How do we get all this? How can we control our senses? Anyways, you know, Bhagavad Gita will reveal to us with time in various verses, various ways of controlling the senses. But one easy way of controlling the senses in this age of Kali is engaging all our senses in service of Krishna. Starting with the tongue, chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This tongue should vibrate all the time, chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Look at this verse. Arjuna is completely confused. What are the confusions? The first confusion to Arjuna is, should I refrain from fighting and beg? Second confusion is, Oh, no, I'm a Kshatriya. So my duty is to fight. Should I fight? And the third thing, that is there, with Arjuna, he's thinking, he has a question. But see, victory is not certain. Who will be victorious? Will they be victorious or will we be victorious? And finally, the third confusion that is there in the mind of Arjuna is, even if we are victorious, can we live happily without them? These are the four confusions that is there in the mind of Arjuna. And finally, when a person is completely confused, not understanding what to do, he approaches an authority. And now Arjuna is finally going to approach the authority. And now, after these few verses, the Bhagavad Gita, that we all are looking forward for. Anyways, we're discussing Bhagavad Gita. But the real essence of Bhagavad Gita is going to start, where Krishna is going to start speaking about various intricacies of our day-to-day life. Let's see that in the next verse. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz. And don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding, and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.